It's Tuesday, December 20th, 2011, and this is the first episode of The Cursed Checkpoint, our short podcast focused on one gaming topic.
For HorribleNight.com, I'm your host, Justin Lacey. Tonight, Josh Lee is joining me, and we're going to talk a little bit about The Old Republic. Hey, Josh Lee.
Hello, Justin.
How's it going?
It's going.
So I thought I'd take a little bit of a break from the horrible show and actually talk about a video game that you and I seemed interested in.
Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic? Would that maybe be the game you're referring to?
Actually, The Old Republic.
Just the Old Republic. Just The Old Republic.
We could go retro and talk about the knights themselves.
Oh, did I say knights?
I know.
I do that.
But there's
every day.
There's a reason you've been doing that. Because you've kind of gotten me interested in the game from your description of it. What have you been referring to The Old Republic as?
Knights of the Old Republic 3. Yeah, it's pretty much... I haven't played Knights of the Old Republic 1 and 2 in several years, but just from my recollection of those games, which I did play both to completion, I'm getting all those vibes again.
And you're giving me the vibes that I need to pick up the game. And
So are you going to get the game or not?
Yes, I just don't know when yet. It's like, do I want to play this or do I want to play Skyrim? Yeah, I don't know.
You know, the idea of playing another MMO, just if you just fucking said those words to me,
I know,
like 2 weeks ago, I would just say, go fuck yourself. But I swear to you, I'm playing it, and it's so much more than that. It feels special. I keep saying to myself, like, ah, it's just the newness. That'll wear off, you know? But then I'm like, damn, that was a cool moment. Or like, oh, that was really neat, you know? And I'm playing with somebody else is really cool because there's some stuff that you couldn't do probably without a second person. That kind of stuff, there are these times where you have an option between you can go this way or that way. And it says, if you've got a group of people, you can do this. If you don't, go do that thing. And so you still do something maybe cool and unique. But if you've got a group of guys and playing someone else's missions with them as a different class is pretty neat shit too, because that's something you wouldn't normally see.
Yeah, I hate you. Yeah. I think I assumed I would be the one to give in. So this is kind of funny.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. I can't believe I'm, you know, being that guy.
Yeah,
but either I was just full of shit to begin with, or it says a lot about the game.
We started chatting about it today, and I was like, you know what? We should just record this conversation for people on the fence like myself. Just a little background. I played maybe 3 to 5 hours of the Old Republic beta a couple weeks ago, and I have two things working against me. I don't want to get into an MMO just because it's a time sink. And two, there's other games that I want to play. But I really liked the whole solo single player aspect of the Old Republic. And, you know, a lot of people were talking about it. This past weekend was the early access weekend. So the game actually launches tomorrow. Well, today when this podcast actually goes live, the December 20th. So I've got to kind of make my decision quick because I have a feeling that the people that are playing it, like yourself, may not stick around for the long haul, but I may want to play with a couple people.
Yeah, you know, I was in the same boat. And, I mean, I've been really anti-MMO in general for a long time solely because of – well, not solely, mostly because of the time sink. But also because a lot of MMOs have the same really, I don't know, for lack of a better term, grindy experience that, you know, you have to keep playing because otherwise all your friends will out-level you, or you got to keep playing so you can stay active with your guild or whatever. There's always these, like, things that social, you know, things you got to that just keep bringing you back in, but they're not in the good way of, like, oh, I really just like playing games with my buddies. No, it's like people are going to look down on you if you don't level your guy and get better gear because you'll be the weak link and those kind of things. Those are the things I don't like about a lot of MMOs.
The social pressures of playing an MMO.
Yeah, there is, it's there. And for a lot of people, especially when you're playing with strangers online, and you know they're pseudo friends, you chat to them, and you know in game only or something, and then you don't want to lose that connection.
Yeah, I when I went back to World of Warcraft earlier this year, actually about a year ago when that expansion came out, I was playing with only one buddy of mine, and it's just the same old thing of. For about 2 months, you're just kind of playing, and you're playing, and you're not really noticing when you're playing, your schedule or anything like that. You're just having fun, and then that schedule starts to hit where you're having to be online at the same time as the other person, and somebody lets the other person down, and just it's never like if you're playing with the right people, it's never terrible, but it's still different than playing other games, and so that's kind of where I wanted to start this question is. What kind of put those feelings to rest for you, or what like made the buying decision? Why are you so into it right now?
Well, I wrote about this with my beta preview, but I didn't play probably. I'm trying to think how much time I actually put into the beta before I made that decision that I was going to buy the game. I maybe 5 hours or something like that. Mm-hmm. Or less even, but when I hit the point where I went, you know, okay, yeah, I want to give this a shot. And the game has a lot of the things that I don't like, you know, like it's trying to go right up against World of Warcraft. So it's going to have all those, you know, the bullet points, you know, on the back of the box that would appeal to somebody that plays World of Warcraft, you know, hardcore. And it has those things. But on the other hand, it also has that BioWare flavor and style that
tastes so good.
Yeah, it does. Oh, it goes down so smooth. It's the reason I enjoyed, you know, the original Knights of the Old Republic games, Mass Effect, Dragon Age, you know, that newer style of BioWare game. I really liked the. It's the story stuff right from the get-go in the game really drew me in a way that I think only BioWare can do. Not that they're doing anything that's revolutionary with the game. They're just doing what they always do. It looks and feels like anybody would be able to pick that up and go, oh, wow, BioWare made this, or, oh, these guys are really jocking off them, you know, one of the two. I really think that if you like Star Wars or you like BioWare games, you will almost have to have a good time with this game. Because I, even despite the MMO, you know, aspects of it that you maybe wouldn't like, because I mean, I am the ultimate detractor from that. So, I mean, I'm always saying, you know, don't play WoW, don't play this, don't play that, you know, whatever the new thing is, you know, Rift or whatever it is, you know, this year. And like, just don't do it. It's going to suck you out of every other game you would want to play. But like you said, you know, you didn't want the time sink, but you know, you didn't, but I guess actually you did do, you know, like Skyrim.
Right.
Right. So you did actually pick that up. Some of the other crew didn't pick up Skyrim for that very reason. But that's, you know, what's the difference at that point? If you're playing it because you're enjoying it and not because you feel like obligated to continue playing the game night after night.
Yeah. I mean, that's what the light kind of went on for me when you started talking about it as a single player experience, and I started relating it to why I picked up Skyrim. There's still, for me, Skyrim still has a defined end to me. Like, I will be done with that game, versus sometimes I get overwhelmed with an MMO in that there is no real ending. There's real no conclusion to it. But if you really are approaching this game as a single player game, or I believe you're playing with a buddy, even as a co-op game, that you may be able to limit your time and kind of, you know, play it like another BioWare game rather than a true MMO. And if it's still fun, which it sounds like, you know, for as interest, if you can get into Star Wars lore, especially the Old Republic lore, there's so much there that it's easy to kind of ignore all that other stuff. And, you know, maybe you can pick up on the good parts of getting into groups with a little less pressure and, you know, you may play this game for a couple months or a full year or 2 years, but
right.
You've entered into this game a little bit more don't know, more smart than I did, smartly than I did with World of Warcraft. So,
yeah. Yeah, I mean, I'm approaching it from that totally different angle. I mean, I don't care about, you know, like, I'll never look at the auction house. I probably won't. If I join a guild, it's because, you know, people I play with that are local, you know, will make a guild so it's easier to, you know, communicate or something like that. I mean, that's like purely like it. I won't seek out online groups or any of that kind of stuff. I probably won't even do that much PvP unless, again, I'm grouped up with friends. I'm looking at it as a BioWare game, you know, an RPG, single player and co-op though. So that's the other part of this is the, you know, the multiplayer aspect of it is actually is pretty impressive. Like, just for example, last night, I was playing with a friend of mine who he'd actually advanced a little bit past me a few levels, and he decided to kind of come back and help me out. And I'm playing, by the way, I'm playing a Jedi Knight in the game.
I've played that game.
Okay,
are you so with Kyle Katarn?
Yeah. Jedi. That was Jedi Outcast, wasn't it? that game was fantastic. The Jedi Knight, and I went with the Guardian class. It was he's kind of like the tank, and my friend goes the other Jedi route, which is the Jedi Consular, who's more focused on the Force powers and stuff like that. So
is that like more of the Qui-Gon type? Is that like there are two different types of Jedi Knights, and I guess I never saw that in the Star Wars world.
Well, in the movies, they never really separated that stuff out.
Okay.
But they did this in the Knights games.
Okay. Okay.
So they had that broken down, and like a lot, the names will be similar. I think actually most of those Jedi classes are all from the same names from the Knights game. So we're playing, and he takes it, you know, he took a different path, and he had different story missions. But he started on the same starting world as I did because he was a Jedi, where other players on, you know, that public side, like different classes have different,
homeworlds
and storylines, and everybody kind of converges at some point, but then you still have your own class-based story stuff that's unique to you. But we're playing through some of my missions, and he's constantly going, wow, this didn't on my missions. He saw some of the same areas or people, completely different things would happen in his story, not necessarily contradicting, but just different. And so it was kind of kept it fresh for him.
Mm-hmm.
And the level disparity didn't seem to be a problem, at least as far as the small gap that we had. And then we went through and we played for several hours, way too late into the night than we should have. And we were just playing it as a cooperative game, like we would anything else.
Yeah.
You know, we weren't treating it like, it wasn't like, you know, let's stop for an hour and try to find, you know, LFG and stuff, you know, like try to find more guys for a group because we can't, none of that stuff. We were just playing. And it was like, if he had to drop out of the game or something like that, I would have just continued on the story. It wouldn't have been a big deal. You know, it wouldn't have hurt, you know, my ability to complete a mission or anything like that.
So do you think, I'm trying to compare this to other MMO worlds. Like, I know you're really into the Star Wars lore and that's part of the big draw for you for the game, but mm-hmm. do you think that if you were that into World of Warcraft's lore, for example, that you could play that game like this? Or do you think that the Old Republic's doing something a little bit different that makes this more attractive to your playstyle?
I'm sure that the Star Wars part of it has a lot to do with it.
Okay.
People that don't like Star Wars have asked me if they should play this game, and I said probably not. Because there's so much fan service. Everything from, you know, John Williams pieces, you know, in the score to, you know, just tons of little references and phrases from movies that get reused, you know, and all that kind of stuff that you're constantly just being just washed over in nostalgia, which for a Star Wars fan is, you know, it's amazing. But the parts of like World of Warcraft that I don't like were never negated by my love for some the lore there or something like that. And I didn't get heavy into the Warcraft games, but I did play Warcraft 2 and 3 and the expansion for 3, and I did get into that stuff. I thought it was really cool, and I like that world and the aesthetic and stuff. It's fine, but I just didn't ever have fun playing that. And I think I'm not like the biggest Star Wars like fanboy. I don't have like a lightsaber hanging on my wall or something like that. Like I don't know a few people that do, but nothing wrong with that. But you know, I'm not like so far into it. But I think I would enjoy this if I just was only a passing fan of Star Wars. Like I watched when I was a kid, they were cool. Always wanted to be Luke, but you know, maybe I hated the prequels, which I didn't really enjoy them, but you know, that's okay. It stands up on its own. It's a different time, you know, like thousands of years before the movies.
Yeah, actually I kind of have a little story about that, because when I was downloading, I was like reluctantly downloading the beta. I was just like, well, I have it, I need to play it. But I realized when watching the intro to the game, aside from the cool kind of lightsaber battles and the action stuff that anybody can like, I realized I was kind of over Star Wars. And then, you know, I go through the opening, you know, the scrolling credits, and they set up your character and they drop you in the world, and just it still, you know, feels very Star Wars. And I was just like, you know, I might be completely over this. And then I did a couple missions, and I had one. I actually was playing a bounty hunter, and I decided to, even though, Josh, you've talked to me about this, that you're not capable of doing this, I just decided to be a complete asshole, and I'm going to be evil all the way through. And I did a mission where, you know, you basically have the choice to kill a girl's husband and steal her kid back, because she wants to put her kid in the Sith Academy, and the dad did not want that to happen. So I did that. I killed the guy in front of his kid. And,
like an extreme social worker.
And yeah, that's funny. And it was just, I just really, as small as it is, the dialogue options and the voice acting, I thought I would skip all over that, because in my experience with World of Warcraft, you get quests and you don't read them, you just go. And I thought I would do that. And I was like, I found myself playing this game slightly different and playing it, like you said, more like Knights of the Old Republic, and taking everything in, and my decisions did have a little bit of gravity, and I liked that, and I want to see some of those storylines through. I don't know how long that'll hold up. That's kind of my big question, but I feel like if I wait for you and your friends that are playing now to tell me if that goes away, you'll just say, no, it never goes away, and you're so far ahead of me I can never catch up, or you'll say it did go away, and you'll stop playing by the time I get into the game. So it's kind of a lose-lose situation at this point, but it just sounds like, you know, if I treat this, I think my biggest hurdle is I could treat this as any other $60 game purchase, but I know I'm going to want at least 3 months with the game minimum, and so that makes it, what, a $90 expense, which, yeah. You know, maybe I can relate that to just basically, I'll buy the collector's edition of the next Knights of the Old Republic game and kind of treat it that way. And that's my current logic of I might pick this game up soon.
Yeah, that was a big downer for me too. I understand why they're doing the traditional model, because partly because if you look at how much, at least the rumored numbers of dollars they spent on the game.
But that doesn't, I guess that doesn't even bother me. It's just been funny that I'm just realizing as this game's come out, there's a different way to play it. And it's just like, but I don't want all of that online stuff. Like, I just want a co-op game, and I don't care if you ever add anything. Like, you don't even have to patch my game. Just let me play as is with my friend as if it was a regular game, and I'll give you that money. Like, I don't even want the commitment to keep playing or the continued support that comes with that.
Yeah. No, I thought about the same thing, like, while I was playing it. I thought, you know, what if what if there I didn't see other players in the game when I was running around and they were just all NPCs? Like, would I be okay with that? And I thought, you know, yeah, actually, I mean, I think I would. Now, granted, the cooperative aspects of it are really appealing, and I think that will get me, like, it'll increase my enjoyment of maybe a lot of the missions, especially if I don't care. BioWare is not, you know, they're not like totally above reproach. They do have some stinker missions in their games, I think. Just ones I just don't care about.
Sure.
I haven't really run into that so far yet in this one, but I've played one character, you know, up to level 12 or 13. Okay. So I'm sure they're in there.
What is the level cap at these days? Do you know?
I think it might be 60.
Okay. Yeah.
I think.
I mean, there's,
you know, standard fare. I know it's going to have the same curve as everything else. Sure. I don't see them doing anything different as far as that goes.
But I guess my question, like my big question is, if can they keep up the depth and the richness of the story for 60 levels or whatever it is? Because I know, and again, I can only relate this to my World of Warcraft experience, but those first 15 to 20 levels are pretty rich, and it's kind of those middle 20 to 50 that it kind of there's just so much to do that it kind of gets overwhelming and kind of loses some of its pull. That if they find a way to navigate that and give you 60 levels of, you know, above average KOTOR content, I think that could be worth $60.
Yeah, it's jury's still out. I mean, who knows?
Yep.
You know, I'll find out eventually. But I don't see how they could you know, take any shortcuts with it, because just by saying everything's fully voiced.
Yeah,
you know, so you have story missions all through the whole thing. Then there's really no way for them to, you know, there's no other ways to progress and level up and all that. So you can't. It's not like you're going to get up to a certain point and all of a sudden you're reading text bubbles. And,
yeah,
you know, and just doing like super grindy stuff.
I keep thinking, like, if they do, you know, their expansion packs or whatever you want to call them, even if they become text bubbly, I kind of don't care. I'd be fine with just playing the package that we have now and kind of get in and get out. But and like you said, worst case scenario, you find a reason to stick around with it, and you're not really making that commitment yet. But that's kind of what, I don't know, made this. I was kind of laughing about the game a couple months ago, and I've been slowly warming up to it, and now I have somebody like you that's actually kind of hooked into it. So but enough of like the kind of conjecture talk. I kind of want to get more into, like, tell me, like, sure, some of your experiences, like what have you guys been doing? What's fun? What, you know, what has really stood out to you so far?
Well, I don't want to get too deep into, like, spoiler territory, but I'll try to talk about maybe like a few of the missions, like the stuff that was kind of exciting.
Yeah.
Some of the first stuff I did as, with the Jedi Knight was, starting out as a Padawan. You know, you're not actually a full Jedi yet, and you have like a training sword, like a vibro blade kind of thing. It's not actually a lightsaber.
Yeah, I remember
this. it's a stick, like a stick with a battery hooked up to it or something, and so you're running around doing tasks for, you know, the Jedi masters and stuff on this Jedi homeworld, and everybody's always talking about how, you know, you're kind of moving up, you know, pretty quickly in the ranks and stuff. You're supposed to be doing your trials, and your trials kind of get put on hold to go do these missions, you know, I'll go on these little quests, and you're doing the standard, you know, the stuff of, like, you know, saving the village from the tyrants and the, you know, all that kind of stuff. They go into a lot more detail with the characters, like some character development of just random NPCs than I had expected. And that was a really pleasant surprise. I haven't skipped a single line of dialogue this entire time in the game.
Oh.
And you can at any time. You hit space bar, you can skip their thing. And I don't have subtitles turned on for people when they're speaking English. If you turned it on, you would maybe be more apt to, like, read the line before the person finishes saying it and then skipping, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But I actually haven't had a desire to turn that on. And when the aliens speak, they're actually speaking in their native tongues. It sounds like, you know, the guys from the movies when they were talking. and then you see the subtitles there. But
it's like, do they really have to flesh out those languages, I wonder?
Yeah. You know what? They did it, and it's awesome. It's a nice little touch.
It just seems so silly that, like, I remember when they were talking about in the production of the game, just the lengths they were going to with the story and the voice acting. I was like, there's no way that can make that big of a difference. But I think you're right. Like, the only stuff I skipped was when I replayed something. And
yeah.
I want to hear it.
If you did
time.
Something twice, yeah. If you like died in a mission that made you like say one of the flashpoints, they're like instanced, you know, multiplayer. Kind of like they're basically co-op quest kind of things that are really designed kind of for that. If you die in the middle of one of those, everyone, like the whole party died, you'd reset to a certain point maybe and have to do some of that stuff over again. Or if you logged out and came back another time, I guess would be a better example. You'd have to go through some of that dialogue again. And yeah, you could, you know, it's going to be the same if as long as your responses are the same. And so you could skip over some of that.
Have you noticed anything related to decisions you've made in the game so far that have either locked you out of something or opened up something for you based on how you handled it?
Opened up, not necessarily. I've gotten letters in the game from NPCs. somebody else did this, and maybe you can refresh my memory, but it was you complete a quest, you save a guy or something, and then you get like an email or a message. A couple days later from this guy saying, hey, thanks. Oh, Mass Effect did it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you would get like, you get a message that says, oh, hey, thanks a lot. And there'd be like a little reward in there, like an item or something. And it'll say, just from, I really appreciate, what you did. And I'm really going to rethink my life. And, it's like someone that I chided for doing, for trying to kill another person because Grand Moff, whoever was, from the Empire was trying to, kill the whole crew. So he decides, I'm going to turn over someone else to try to save everybody. And it was like, there's a better way to go about this. We're not going to kill anybody today. So I give that as a dialogue option. And then, it turns out later he's like sending me a thing saying you were right.
Yeah, I think BioWare must have ripped that off of Animal Crossing because I remember that happening in Animal Crossing.
of all the games to pull from.
I pulled that out of nowhere.
there are a lot of options though that there was a really important scene in one of those kind of cooperative missions we were doing last night that where we had a choice to those tough choices that you always see like people in a movie or something make where you got to go, well, this is the easy way to save the most amount of people, it's the
yeah.
needs of the many kind of thing. And then there was a situation where we could, we could for sure close off these doors or whatever and save a whole bunch of people, but we got to basically kill like 50 engineers or something like that, or we could try to go, the long way around and, do everything the hard way and, with even greater risk, but maybe everyone lives. And, we had done this, we had actually started to attempt this mission like the night before, and it was like 4 a.m. and I was about to fall asleep and I'm like, okay, we end up dying. I said, okay, we got to just do this again tomorrow. But we chose the, we say, okay, we'll go ahead and, save these guys. And then, the next night, somebody had, posted on, I was looking online. I was like reading a little bit about, trying to figure out there was like a bug or something with the friend stuff I was looking up, and I ended up like reading around on the forums, which I don't recommend anybody does. The official forums are a freaking cesspool, as you would probably imagine. But I just saw somebody talking about this mission, and they had taken this completely different path of, they said, well, let's go ahead and just kill them all. And they could, as a Jedi, you get like dark side points, but you could choose to kill all these like 50 innocent dudes because it was, because you thought it was like the right thing to do. And there was a point later on in the mission, we ended up doing the right thing again, but there was a point later on where something, a conversation occurred between a couple people that could not have gone the way it did had we killed those people. It would have had to have been completely different. And You know, I think there's been a few of those moments. I just haven't necessarily seen them because I, you know, you can't exactly F5, you know, quick save and then
that's what I mean.
Go back and try it again with the other option. You can't necessarily do that. You may be able to play replay missions. I don't know. I haven't
tried actually that. May help me because I obsessively, you know, I splinter off my single player campaigns that way to try to, you know, see where the different decisions go.
But yeah, I do the same
not
thing.
Being able to do that may be good for me.
Yeah, you know, you got to live with your decisions, and you know, and there are times, you know, you kind of, the game kind of lets you know when you make a big decision, because you'll get, as you're going through saying like things to people that are nice or not nice, you get these light and dark side points that this little thing will pop up and let you know you got light side points for saying that or doing that.
Beat you over the head with it.
Yeah, you know, it's there. But sometimes you'll get like three times as many points for something you do. And it's obviously kind of a big moment. And so, you know, like those were the times where you could have done the other thing. I can't help myself. I'm always playing the nice guy. I'm trying to save everyone. I'm trying to do the right thing. I can't in this type of game, other games, I can be an asshole. In this type of game, I can't do it.
Evil Josh Lee only exists offline.
I just can't bring myself to, you know, butcher innocent people or tell somebody that they're stupid just to get them to, you know, give me their wallet or something like that. You
that
know,
may
like,
be,
shame them things.
That may be my game cue's saving grace is that all of you are playing is it the Republic side? Is that how it works? Yeah. Republic.
Yeah.
And I want to play Imperial/Empire. So,
but now, well, let me say this though. You could play a Jedi and be an asshole the entire time, and you could actually get like dark side rank. I don't know if at some point during the story you actually flip sides. I have no idea.
I should try that out just to see how far I get.
But yeah, I mean, at some point, like, why would anybody trust you? Because you're going down like a crazy dark path. And when we were playing multiplayer, every single one of those cutscenes, my buddy was with me, and we would go back and forth between we would both choose a dialogue option that would come up on the screen.
Uh-huh.
Just a generic option. And, you know, just like the other games, it would give you just like a basic line, and it wouldn't be exactly what the guy would say. It would just be like the general, you know, it would be the gist of it. And we both pick something. I would pick something completely different, and he'd be a jerk. Mm-hmm. And then it would go, you know, it would show him responding to the person, and it would go back and forth several times in the middle of this conversations. It was really neat. It was really cool because I would not have chosen to do that. You know, like, geez, this.
How did it decide who the leader of the conversation was?
I haven't figured that out. I haven't looked online for that, but I was trying to kind of figure it out in the game, because as you answer the questions, you see when the other person has answered. You don't see what they said until the characters, you know, say it. Mm-hmm. But it shows like a little point number beside these little portraits in the bottom. There's like a little mini game, and you get social points for answering stuff together. And it doesn't have anything to do with speed, whoever answers first, because there's several times where I waited till the timer was almost up to hit mine, and it gave it to me. It may be random. Actually, now that we're talking about it, I think those were maybe rolls out of 100. That would make sense.
Oh, that does make sense, I think.
Dice rolls. They like dice rolls. So that's probably what's going on. But
cool.
Yeah, and I think you can have, was it like 4 or 5 people in a party?
Yeah, but could I be, I know some of the flashpoints limit like how many of one class you can have in them. So I wonder, like, if I was a Jedi Knight or a counselor, could I join you guys?
Yeah, I'm not entirely sure. There are, you know, you could be a trooper or a smuggler too.
I'd have to play a woman because you guys have already taken David Hayter and Nolan North.
You could be Jennifer Hale.
They definitely pulled out all the stops on the voice actors. That's for sure.
Every major voice actor that I could think of for the last, I don't know how many, you know, years of worth of games are in there. I mean, they've, you know, Steve Bloom's in there. They've got, like I said, you know, David Hayter, Nolan North, Jennifer Hale. There are people that you won't recognize their name, but if you look at their IMDb page, you played like 10 games that they were in. It's pretty cool. Yeah, they just kind of pulled out all the stops for that, because it does make a difference. You know, I mean, the dialogue is very well written. and then it's
how much of
formed well, you know.
Yeah, like if they had spent all the time developing the great writing and had terrible voice actors, I don't think that would have worked out too well.
I thought it was going to be a gimmick, that voice acting part.
So did I.
Really did. And God, it makes all the difference in the world.
Man. Last thing, just any closing thoughts or anything else, any final, like a final pitch to the game for people on the fence like myself?
Well, I want to say one thing. You said you had worried about joining in late.
Yeah.
And that's always a problem with me too. We were recently talking about this, I think, with like World of Warcraft, where some people said, you know, I had some friends that were playing, they were like a little 40, and they said, oh, you should start up. We'll make some new characters and play with you. And they never did. They always like kept with their same guys. This is the kind of game where I would make a new guy seven more times. I'm trying to think, how many more classes are there? Seven more classes, seven more times I would do this.
Just to see the single player story.
Yeah, because they're all every class is different. I would absolutely, you know, roll another guy. And I'd play a Sith guy. Surely they have, if you could be an asshole on the Republic side, surely you can be kind of like a, you know, the bounty hunter with the heart of gold.
Nice bounty hunter. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, why not?
Leia in the bounty hunter outfit.
That's right. Yeah. 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 Right. If you're a fan, like I said before, you know, if you like Star Wars, you'll love this. If you like BioWare RPGs, I think there's enough BioWare RPG in here that you're going to be really at home. And if you're just a pure WoW guy and you don't care about all the other stuff, just please just stay out of the game, because I just don't want to see you bitching in general chat.
I think it's going to wrap it up for our Old Republic conversation. Let us know what you think about this as the first of this podcast type we're going to attempt. And if you have any questions about the Old Republic, I'm sure Josh and I and anybody else on HorribleKnight.com that picks up the game will kind of keep you in the loop, because, you know, the game's definitely not for everybody, but it sounds like it's for more people than we may have expected even just a month ago. So, yeah, Josh, keep us posted, and we will check in another time.
All right, sounds good.